From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The end of President Trump's 12-day five-nation tour of Asia is being dominated by the North Korean nuclear threat. After a meeting Monday in Manila with the prime ministers of Australia and Japan, President Trump promised to make a, quote, major statement on North Korea when he returns to Washington this week. He ignored reporters' questions about human rights abuses when he met with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. Trump repeatedly praised Duterte, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said human rights briefly came up in the context of the Philippines' fight against illegal drugs, as Trump met with for 40 minutes, that is, with Duterte, but Duterte's spokesman disputed the account, saying there was no mention of human rights. Irish musician and anti-poverty activist Bob Geldof returned his Freedom of the City of Dublin Award to his hometown Monday. He said he cannot hold an honor that was also given to Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
Well, she should go. She's democratically elected. She should hand back her Nobel Prize. She should hand back her Freedom of the City. Perhaps she should appear at the Hague tribunals.
Aung San Suu Kyi did win the Nobel Peace Prize. She's come under fire internationally for failing to address what the UN has described as ethnic cleansing of the Muslim minority Rohingya in Myanmar. More than 500,000 of them have fled across the border to Bangladesh to escape violence. This is VOA News. South Korea's